We're back at Syndicated News, and today we're talking to Kelly O'Hara from Live at the Bike. Kelly, are you with us?
I sure am.
So tell us, Kelly, what is Live at the Bike?
Well, Live at the Bike, it's the first and only poker game that's captured specifically for the web. We started it back in 2005. And we were the ones that pioneered it, and now we're bringing it back again. And we have 17 cameras that are around a live poker table where you get a chance to get a first-hand look at the reality of cash game poker.
And what makes it different from those other poker webcasts or those poker shows?
It's reality poker. You can't get any closer to the game. Right now, there are some great shows on television. The World Poker Tour on Fox and North American Poker Tour is on ESPN, and that's great. But that is edited play. So you see the best 26 hands in a tournament, and that's wonderful. It's terrific for the action and for the game, but a lot of people want to know, what is it really like to sit at a high-stakes cash game and view poker from literally inside the game? You get a chance to see the players, you get a chance to hear them speak, and then we have live sports commentators that actually call the game. They are poker players, and they call the game, and you have a chance for them to kind of make calls while the game is going on. They'll tell you this seat one is, and the player is bluffing. Seat two's got a better hand. This is the percentage of chance this player has against the other. And you get to see the whole game play out with the cards that are graphically depicted on the show. You really get a chance to see who's bluffing, who's not bluffing, who really has the hand. And it really educates you.
Kelly, what does this project bring to the industry?
I think anything that positions our sport where you get a chance to really see the value and the positive aspect of poker, which is really an exciting game. It's a game that you can play literally from cradle to grave. You can play with your grandpa until you are a grandpa. I love projects like this that really give the public a chance to see how great the game is. Even if you're playing in your home game, it brings people together. It's a really unique sport that we have. If you think about it, yes, it's entertaining. You also have the opportunity to be able to make a little money while you're having a good time. It gives you a chance to play with people from any culture. You don't have to know the language. If you know the cards, you can play the game with anyone. This is something that I've seen. I've been around the world, literally, where I was in another country and I could sit down and pulled out the cards. People would say, poker? And I could sit down and play poker with them, even if I'm not a big player. And that's what I love about Live at the Bike, is that literally it has brought us players from around the world. People have come to know our casino. It's a great marketing tool for us. It's brought us visitors. We're the largest tournament house in the country. We hold tournaments every day on all levels. We have several major tournaments. And I think Live at the Bike is one more tool in our arsenal to be able to get the word out about the bike.
And what distinguishes the bike from other area casinos or those Vegas-style casinos?
By comparison, we're a card casino that specializes in what Class 2 gaming, which is skilled games. We don't do slots. We don't do games of chance. We don't do craps. We don't do baccarat, though we have a baccarat card game. We do games that constitute a level of skill that's attached to it. We're the second largest casino in our state and the fourth largest in the country. We have 175 tables. So by comparison, if you went to Vegas, you might, it used to be up until online gaming came onto the forefront, it used to be maybe a poker room would have 10 tables, 8 tables, 6 tables. At its heyday, it now might have maybe 40 tables. We're 175 tables. Our business is based in poker and Asian games. And we put on probably the best professional game in the business. And it's very much, while we bring in people from around the world to play in our tournaments, it's a very localized business where you feel a real sense of community. The players will come in when they get off work in the evenings. We have people that really feel like, I call it the Cheers bar of poker.
Kelly, when can we see Live at the Bike?
The live broadcast is free, and it's every Tuesday and Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. That's how we're launching the program. I have a feeling it's going to expand in the future because we're already looking at adding some additional events, but you can count on the live broadcast from 7:30 to 10:30, Tuesdays and Fridays. And then you have the opportunity to watch it 24 hours a day. We have a membership program that is going to have all kinds of extra benefits for being a Live at the Bike member that you can sign up for a small fee and actually get all of the shows 24 hours a day, which we have found people like to watch the shows over and over again because they can work on their strategies and take a look at tells and really study the game. So it really betters your cash game. This is something that's a little bit different than what you see on television. Everything that's on television is really, most of it is all tournament poker, which is a little bit different than cash game poker. The strategy is a little bit different. You have to manage your bankroll a little bit different. The play is a little bit different, and it's a lot more exciting to watch. Because while you're watching a poker tournament, people have put up a set amount of money to get a specific amount of chips that don't necessarily translate from dollar to dollar. When you're watching a cash game, literally you are watching dollar for dollar pots being won or lost. So we've literally witnessed a hand for $60,000 going across the table. That's a big deal when it's cash. It's not tournament chips.
It certainly is. What else is coming up at the Bicycle Casino?
Well, I have to boast that we are the only casino in the United States that houses the two biggest tours in the country. One is the World Poker Tour, of which we were charter members, and we're very proud participants of that. And we just signed up. We are one of the charter members of the North American Poker Tour. And we just had an event in November, and we're having our second event starting on March 5th, and we'll run through the month of March. But our main event, which is a $5,000 event, will be from March 5th to March 10th. And we'll be running satellites through February. And you can win your seats at PokerStars.net as well. We also focus on ladies' events. We have the largest ladies' audience because we've been putting on ladies' events every year. And they really are so much fun to play. And they're a little bit different. And really, the energy in there is, it's just palpable. You get all these women in a room playing together. And we've got one coming up in February, which is the Queen of Hearts, which I think everybody will enjoy, that's slated for the weekend of Valentine's.
Kelly, how and why was Live at the Bike created? And why the Bicycle Casino?
Live at the Bike was created. It was an innovation that came from our efforts to convert tournament poker players to cash game players. That's always a real challenge because even though we're a very large and popular tournament house, you always want players to play cash games afterwards because that's definitely a benefit to the casino. We needed to overcome the pervasive intimidation factor that players or new players often think that there's sharks on the table and that they will take all their money. And this, we wanted to overcome that by showing people what a real game was like. So we had the idea to stream this, and we went to the Bicycle Casino and asked them if they would like to partner with us in putting on a new show. And luckily, the Bike is a very, very innovative, open-minded management team that represents the Bike, and they gave us the opportunity to really show that players, even pros, make mistakes, they make bad plays, they show viewers that it's more of an even player field than they might have realized, and it makes them more comfortable with the game. Then when they come down to the Bicycle Casino on their next visit, they kind of have a feel for how the game is really run, how it's played, the players that are on there. They feel a little bit more comfortable coming in, so it's been really a masterful move to get players to feel comfortable with not only poker, but playing at the Bike.
That's wonderful. What's your website? Give us your website.
Our website is www.thebike.com. And if you sign up the first time, we just get a little bit of membership information so we know who you are and who's viewing us, and we're able to track that. And you only have to do it once, and then you can click on to thebike.com. It'll take you directly to the Live at the Bike. You go to the Live at the Bike link.
Kelly, why don't you share your website with us?
Our website is www.thebike.com. And if you go to our site, you will see a Live at the Bike link. Once you click on that link, it will take you to a one-time only sign up so that we're able to take just the information, who our viewers are, and then you'll be taken to the broadcast page, and you can watch the Live at the Bike broadcast for free, or you can sign up for an ongoing membership to be able to view all the archives anytime you like, from any place in the world.
A poker player's heaven.
I hope so. I believe it is.
It is. It is.
Our number is 562-806-4646. And if you ask for the welcome desk, they will direct you to any information that you need, and they can send you to me. I'm the marketing director, and I would be happy to take your call. I'm at extension 174, and I'm available whenever you need me.
I can't thank you enough for sharing this time with us.
Ruthie, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and we'll see you at the casino.
Fabulous. I look forward to seeing you at Live at the Bike.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ruthie.
Okay.